dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome, welcome. Debbie Dashinger here, and I have newfangled equipment. I tell you, I'm going to be teaching a webinar coming up called How to Write a Book in 60 Days. If you are anywhere in the world and would like to participate, we've got people signing up. Just send me an email, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. That's daretodreamradio@gmail.com. I'll get you put on the list so you can get the information and check out the class and see if you'd like to join. So yes, I've gotten a new Logitech camera, a new Plantronics headset, and upgrading everything I've got right now. But everything takes time to figure out and plug in and get adapted and installed. And so I'm having just a great installation day, let's call it. Well, spiritual awakening indeed. Gosh, I hope you're awakening spiritually. I'm watching the news. I'm sure you are now. I couldn't want to turn off the news any quicker, but I'm sure we all need some spiritual love right now. And so a little later on, Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin will be here to give us just that. I know when I read their books, and I highly recommend the trilogy of books they put out there, that it literally has an energy when you read basically Source speaking to us. It changes my energy right away. You can feel the truth being spoken. So it's a beautiful thing. These books really illuminate where we often operate in the world, and I think where our soul was meant to operate, and that's where the peace and the calm comes in. And if you don't know them yet, they've been on the show many, many times, Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin, who are back and will be back on a little later in this hour on Dare to Dream Radio. They're going to focus on lower ego flexibility energy, and the lower ego flexibility energy, the impact that has upon relationships, particularly our close relationships, close like spouses, partners, children, and so forth. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be amazing. You are extraordinary. That's really my message today to you. You're extraordinary. Sometimes our dreams are so big that we think, that must be impossible, especially because we've never been there before. We don't have any reference point. So dreams that are really big can often have this limitation inside of us that they're impossible. We can doubt our ability to make them come true. We can think, I am so foolish for even harboring such thoughts. And you know, with that kind of mindset, we're blocking one of the key factors to finding our purpose and creating our dream. That key factor that we're blocking is joy. As humans, we have this remarkable ability to transform all we imagine into reality. Today, remain open to the idea that if a deep desire lives in your heart, a path exists to bring it to life. All you need to do is follow your joy. So the thought for today is, my destiny is joy. Harriet Tubman said, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. So beautiful. And one of my passions has been, continues to be, and the more I learn about it, I am even more passionate. Wine, vino, absolutely. I started on this path a couple of years ago, and it continues to grow inside. And the more I learn, the more I really enjoy drinking exquisite wine. If you love wine, have it just delivered to your door. So here's what I recommend. Great company. And you can go to directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Yum. And it's direct sellers like a wine seller, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders. There they send you wine that you love. Every month, experts select great premium wines chosen from small family-owned boutique wineries around the world. And at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders, you won't have to drive across town. You won't have to settle for poor wines you're trying to figure out from a supermarket. And you can have whatever you want, reds and white, only red, only white, give for business gifts, keep for yourself, bring to social events, keep for your cellar in any occasion. Because our promise is this, you will always have new wine to taste and enjoy every month at below retail prices, shipped directly to your door. Your wine, oh my goodness, it comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, and of course, the exquisite wine itself. So discover and enjoy unique and delicious wines now at directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Yeah, they're here. They're back again, and you can listen to any of their previous interviews. I suggest you do. Reverend Dr. Linda is a metaphysician, certified Reiki master, spiritual healer, color sound practitioner, and spiritual medium. Dr. Nicholas is a licensed psychologist, social worker, and certified school psychologist who's worked in clinical, university, public school, and private practice settings as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant for 30 years. You can find more about them and also access their free meditations at egoandspirit.info, egoandspirit.info. Linda and Nick, welcome back yet again to Dare to Dream.
We are so delighted to be back with you again today.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having us on again, and thank you for the affirmations of our work that you mentioned earlier. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, I highly recommend people read the books, and I mean when I say this, that when I get to the part, and I've asked you before in the show about this being channeled information, but it certainly feels like it's come from way beyond the human form, because energetically I can feel and receive it. And so what kind of feedback do you get besides from me about how these portions in your book are laid out and what it brings up for people?
The book, The Two Voices Within, Balancing the Energies of Ego and Spirit to Enhance Your Life, has been well received by many people we know, in that they say it really clarifies for them, what's occurring either with them or with people in their lives. It kind of helps to explain things sometimes. One woman that I just saw recently, she had ordered all three of the books for her son, who just moved away and began a new job, and I guess was struggling with his supervisor. It was like a conflict of personalities, kind of. And she got back to me and said, you know, he read the book, and it really helped him to understand this other person, where they were coming from, and how he could take a new approach in their work relationship, and how he would deal with him or, you know, deal with other people. So it is very insightful in many ways for people to understand why somebody may be acting that way or doing what they're doing or, you know, whatever it may be. It clarifies our
humanness. And why we may be acting in certain ways.
Exactly.
Also.
Right. How we're feeding into a situation, maybe.
And I think some of the feedback I've gotten has really, that I've really enjoy, because this is what I thought I was seeing in the work that I was doing with the people who have taught me about ego, meaning people, over 30 years, is there are thoughts that, yes, this is exactly what I've experienced, or this is what I think I'm thinking in those situations where it's not helping me. or they see a reflection playing out in a relationship or in some issue they may have had with achievement, as we call them, the 10 key life areas. They say this gives us a better understanding, a better explanation, more clarity regarding what ego is. And I know last time we were here or on the show, we talked a little bit about the definition of ego and how it's really more of an energy that manifests in our mind, our ego mind, and ultimately our ego self. But in order to really to get a handle on it, to really get to know it, we have to go deeper. And then when you refer to the channeling, I think that channeling is really that deeper notion and understanding of the energy that ego is in our lives and how it is speaking to people in ways that they may not become aware of, but once they do become aware of it, can lead them in the direction of possibly wanting to heal it in ways that will make their lives go in better places and then be able to dare to dream, so to speak.
Mm. Well, here you have the word ego, but it's surrounded by the words lower and flexibility. Did you coin that term, lower ego flexibility?
Yes, I did. All of the lower ego flexibility, lower ego vulnerability, lower ego power, the same way with the higher versions of each of those, they were coined in the first book, The Ego, Ego Therapy, a Method for Healing Your Whole Self, because they began as the work I was doing was shaping the understanding, the nuances of what ego is and how it's an energy, but it's not an energy that's the same for everybody. It ultimately is about trying to help us survive, but we try to survive in very, very different ways when it's really getting control and in some ways that are very destructive, but we don't realize it. So in the case of what we're talking more directly about today, lower ego flexibility, yes, it was coined, and it's coined in reflection to what we've seen to capture what that individual's life is like in their thinking, something we could talk more about as we go along.
And how does that then negatively impact relationships, lower ego flexibility,
sure,
impacting relationships? How does that show up?
Yeah, at the core of the difficulty is a person whose way of looking and thinking about things is very rigid, very inflexible. They tend to be closed-minded, and the only thinking which matters really is their own. It's as if they don't feel they need to think or listen to others and their ideas to honor them and respect them. They often treat differentness as deficient. And, you know, why would anybody think like that? And you can see this in the roles we talk about regarding people who are sexist or racist or authoritarian and so on. The way they approach other people, it's as if they're suggesting that when you're different, you're not acceptable. And relationships are built upon acceptance, mutual acceptance we hold for each other. People who manifest lower ego flexibility are basically saying, I will accept you when you become, in your way
like
of
me.
Thinking, like me.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're going to have this wall or distance between us.
Wow. Well, welcome to planet Earth right now. I mean, outside of, and even spiritual people have faults with this as well, but, you know, mm-hmm. to a large extent, I think we at least explore this as spiritual tribe. But this is very much what's going on and creating a lot of the wars and a lot of the bullying and okay. other things that are so, I could call it distasteful, but that's a very light word for, I think, what we're all feeling right now as we see the world going through this incredible turmoil. Mm-hmm. So you're saying authoritarian, racist, sexist, religious extremist, these roles, is it possible when these are being driven by lower ego flexibility, is it possible to be healed of these and to switch into a more open, fluid role, accepting role instead?
Well, I believe what we need to do, and that's part of the work that Linda and I are doing, is it may be something that we have to, as a collective consciousness, understand that this is taking place, and this is what's going on in people that we encounter, or even in ourselves, on the broader plane. And a lot of the work that Linda and I are doing, we understand it may not completely come into fruition in our lifetime, but we at least have to reflect what we see that's going on that's really important. that people on a socially conscious level, a collective consciousness level, when people begin to see, okay, that's what that person's really thinking, that's what they're really being driven by, the more we have that understanding, the more that light shines in the truth of the racist, the truth of the sexist, and so on, not just what their behaviors are, but what's undergirding it, what's driving it, what's making it happen. Once we have that collectiveness, then begin to be able to work this on a more individual level. So the individual, if they want to, if the racist wants to look at their life, and you asked this at the end of our last show, how would people heal? How would they change? Well, they would have to look in the 10 life areas and see how is their life playing out, particularly in relationships, and whether they're really manifesting and experiencing that fun, healthy, happiness in their relationships, or, as we point out, that they are really disowning people who are unacceptable to them, which is, you can't have great relationships if you're doing that. They're always going to be disingenuous because you put a requirement on somebody else, be like me or get lost.
To heal, there must be a desire to heal. You know, so usually a person who is living through lower fixed flexibility may be unconscious of this. They're unaware that this is how they're affecting people. They're unaware of how they're moving through life. So sometimes, you know, as Nick was talking, it's the collective consciousness that needs the work. So individually, then, you know, we can look at ourselves. But we cannot make another person want to heal. You know, that has to come from within, and that has to come through an awareness that this is what's needed.
Oh, I am praying right now for a lot of awareness for all of us. I am praying big time.
Yes, we must ask for divine truth to be known.
But Debbie, I think that's why we continue to be in this same place. You know, when I taught at college, I used to talk about 30 or 40 years ago, there were two songs, and John Lennon's Imagine and Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, and they painted a picture of the world that really needed to change from, you know, then to now. And I say, we still need those kind of messages and those kind of songs because we really haven't come to terms with this ego energy, this dysfunctional ego energy that is manifested by people, whether it's an imbalance of power, flexibility, or vulnerability. And that's what Linda and I, our primary message is, bring into focus this energy so that people can see it more directly. And even from the words of ego, so to speak, that we put in our book, that we'll probably have a chance to read a little bit today, that mirror what that's what's going on for people, even though they don't know it, but at least we're amplifying, we're shining light on it.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, we are going to read an excerpt from The Two Voices Within and talk a little bit about how we can now hear the voices of ego and what they might say regarding relationships. Stay with us. You can get your free Dare to Dream radio mobile app from iTunes, and the app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, join me after the show on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. I'll be right back.
Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed at directsellers.com/debswinewonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/debswinewonders.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, sorry, I'm rambling, you say, thank you for listening. Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful.
for staying with us. This is Dare to Dream Radio, Debbie Dashinger, and I'm interviewing Linda and Nick Martin. Again, you can find them at egoandspirit.info. You know, this is what I want to start with so you can understand the voice of ego. Let's have an excerpt from the two voices within the lower ego flexibility person failing to hear from the voice of spirit within relationships. And I think, Linda, you're going to read for us.
No, actually, I'm going to handle the ego part, and
she's
going to do the spirit.
Doing the ego voice.
Okay, I'm going to get started with that. Then this is, again, what ego, if you can hear ego and you're living in that kind of energy, it's pushing forward in how you think about people and in relationships and relationship with yourself. And so I'm going to read the excerpt. You must believe absolutely in what you believe, think what you need to think, and know the truth for yourself and everyone. Your thinking is beyond questioning. You need never reflect upon it or seek the opinion of others. Your ideas, knowledge, attitudes, and interpretations are much closer to the truth. Neither you nor anyone else can question them. To question your thoughts would endanger you and threaten your survival. They are your foundation, and you stand firmly upon them. You are lost without them and would be unknown to yourself. You must reside in the safety of your thoughts as they define you and everything. They are your guide as to how to best know, live, and survive in the world. You feel safest when others are also living according to your thoughts. You must find others who already live in this world, your world, and convert others who do not. When necessary, you must help others to know the truth. You must always question their thinking and beliefs. They are the ones toiling in darkness, and you must help them to see the light. This light, your light, helps in resolving any and all earthly matters. You know best, and others must come to know what you know. Your light shines brightest, and you feel safest when others are coming to know your light. This affirms the truth upon which you stand. You must also view your conviction as a reflection of the truth upon which you stand. Your conviction validates your truth for yourself and others. Those with less conviction are weaker and are only standing upon belief. You must listen weakly to others and be suspicious of their thoughts. New, different, or unfamiliar thoughts are likely to weaken you, so you must keep them at a distance. You are safest when thinking within the realm of what you know or want to know. You must also help others to think like you in their thoughts, words, and deeds. A world in which others are united with you is a safer world for you to live in. You are protected within this unity. You must not listen to those who are closest to you, even if their intentions are good. They may lead you astray and cause you to lose yourself. You must ask them to find themselves within your thoughts as they reflect truth. This is how you best show them love, and you feel closest to them and safest in their company, offering them this guidance. You must also ask them not to change after adopting your thoughts, as that would violate the relationship, which can only survive in commonality, agreement, and unity. You can love yourself most when embracing your thoughts and less when embracing those of others. The superiority of your thoughts leads you to think well of yourself. The weakness and inferiority of the thoughts of others causes you to think less of them and to hate them if need be. You must love yourself more and others less, as this will ensure your daily safety and survival. Others can join you if they are willing to embrace your thoughts. You can love them as yourself, as they pose no danger to you. And that ends the excerpt.
And that we were listening to was the voice of the lower ego. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the person with ego, lower ego flexibility, these are the kinds of thoughts that are often floating around in their ego space, their ego mind, as you might even refer to it, that they're not aware of. But if they can start to become aware of them and begin to maybe begin to challenge them with some degree of awareness or understanding that this is truly what's going on, one of their biggest challenges is this whole thing about truth and belief and how they identify them as being identical for themselves, that whatever they believe is true.
And then, Linda, are you going to read for us what the voice of God, Goddess, the All That Is Source would say in this situation?
Right, yes. I'm going to read an excerpt from Spirit's voice. Mm-hmm. And this is what Spirit would be speaking to the person with lower ego flexibility.
I just have to say, she has the best role.
I know.
You hear when she gets to read, it's like, the light shines, and you can really feel this. So
right.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'll approach this for the next minute or so, you know, as a meditation, and just kind of sit back and listen and take it in and just feel it.
Okay, nice.
Spirit's voice. The earthly truths you have fashioned have been brought forth by many illusions. Each has placed you at a greater distance from God, preventing you from knowing you, what God is, and the divine gifts that you have been given. Illusions of separation, unworthiness, and inequality placed upon yourself and others distance you from God's kingdom. The illusions of earthly control and disorder have blinded you to the workings of divine order, leading you to believe that all can be seen and known within the limits of one's earthly senses and mind with your truth. You must realize that there is no right way to know God within the earthly realm. You cannot awaken others to their divine truth with your earthly truth, even though you mean well. You can only encourage others to walk their own path home to the kingdom of heaven from where they came, a path marked with divine truth about what God is and the divine gifts all have been given. All of your illusions have brought you great suffering, which will end as you awaken to them and come to truly know you, God, and the divine gifts. You will learn these truths as you walk your path, which no one can walk for you, and which you cannot walk for others. The love God is exists in all beings, just as it exists within your being. It is available for use in all earthly works, including yours and your neighbors, as well as your enemies. Only by being the love God is in your earthly works can you truly know God. It is within this love that you can assist others in coming to know their truth, earthly and divine. There is no place for fear or anger in your earthly work. When acting from these emotions, you are serving yourself, not God, a reflection of your suffering. All beings are reflections of the life God is. All are a manifestation of God in their own way, and all have their own purpose.
Oh, so beautiful. All have their own purpose. I would imagine that a question that's forefront right now, listening to this, anyone who might resonate with hearing the lower ego flexibility reasoning, and also hears the beauty, the tranquility, the endless possibilities that come from the voice of Spirit. If they're interested in healing their ego energy, how can they successfully go about that?
Okay. I think that they, as we talk about, it's kind of a life appraisal that we do, where if we have to look into the mirrors of our life to see what is going on, if we really are not, in order to see and take stock of what, if anything, needs to change. And those mirrors are things we talk about, such as dealing with close relationships. What's the relationship like with your partner or your spouse or your children? That may be difficult to see. It may be difficult to own up to. And it may be something you need to do over time, not just within one isolated thing, because sometimes the ego helps lead us towards self-serving perceptions of things. But sometimes truth in the form of what we've read, if it's close to truth and people read it, and it kind of is like sowing a seed, and they have to just read it and then contemplate it and think, is this me? Or perhaps people that we are with in our love, in our relationships, who know us well and would want to hurt us, you know, we are willing to ask them, do I see any need, do you see any need, any changes that need to occur in our relationship? They often are hard to, they don't want to hear people tell them anything negative, but it is one approach to trying to get to know themselves as they truly are.
And we have to be honest with ourselves. So if we are open to realizing that, you know, maybe we could live a better life than what we are living, then we have to ask ourselves the question. So if we're looking at ourselves in a relationship, we need to ask ourselves, how are we feeling in this relationship? How are we truly feeling? Are we comfortable? Are we able to be ourselves? Are we happy? Are we lonely in a relationship? You know, do we feel isolated in this relationship? So these are things we have to look at and ask ourselves and be honest with ourselves. And, you know, if we're not happy with the answers that we're finding, then we can look into the process of healing that, you know, that we guide you through in our books.
Mm-hmm. I would just add one more thought, which is that there's a big difference between hearing and listening, and I know you understand that, mm-hmm. but this person doesn't. And so if they just did an exercise and asked themselves, do I hear people or do I really listen to people? And the person who with lower ego flexibility is often maybe listening, I mean hearing, but they're not really listening. They're not really interested in listening. They just will pay harm, they will let the person say what they need to say, but they're not really working with it, they're not trying to understand it, and maybe even allow it to impact them. And sometimes the people they are in relationships with may be the right people to ask, you know, when we talk about things, do you think that I'm hearing you or listening to you? And look for examples of which one of the two are really going on. And don't be surprised if for the person who is dealing with this, they feel that there's a lot more hearing of things, but not enough listening to things.
Well, God is saying yeehaw through all the fire trucks right now. I'll tell you that. That was amazing to hear you share that. I guess we really need to pay attention. Very important to just sort of be a little connected within to how we are being with others on this planet. This is a great time to be looking at this very fine and important tuning. We are going to take a break. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at my name, Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. And when we come back, we'll be speaking more about the two voices within and what kind of practices we might be able to use for additional healing. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
If you're tuning in after we started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio, and I'm interviewing Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin. Again, they're at egoandspirit.info. So, as promised, I would love to get to how do we get to the transcendence of the one voice.
Okay. The progression in, I think, two voices, we talk about two voices and then your voice and then one voice. And in the second part of that particular book, there's a chapter that talks about the different reflections of when is it that you're truly speaking with your voice rather than ego is really speaking your voice and you don't know it. And again, because if we understand this is new territory, this is different, this is a new paradigm in many respects from what people have heard. And a part of it is if we're tuning in and honing in on the truth of whether what ego is and what we are and what God is, we can make those linkages and we can leave toward that transformation and that transcendence. And even the meditations we have on our website that are available for purchase are exactly about that. If a person were listening, they can see, am I really speaking my voice or is ego speaking my voice? But I don't know it. So getting a handle on those distinctions and what they look like is, I think, part of the process of transformation that we are about, as well as something we can talk about at some other time, perhaps, but something called ego medicine, which is covered very intensely in our book, Ego Therapy.
Will you give us, Linda, just give us a few sentences about ego medicine, if you don't mind. Don't leave us on a cliff. What is ego medicine?
Yeah. Well, ego medicine describes in our books what ego is and what it's not, and what people can use, the tools they can use to work through their own healing process. But we also offer, as Nick mentioned, meditations on our egoandspirit.info website that specifically work with each ego energy. So we're talking today about lower ego flexibility. If you go to our website, to the shop page, you can get this meditation that will work with this energy with you. So all of these tools, meditation, I believe, is a very distinct and helpful tool for anybody to work with to assist them in getting to that heart awareness and heart connection that we all need to really tune into who we are and see what's been going on so that we can make the changes that are necessary, the transformation that's necessary within to heal and to really get in touch with the voice of our spirit that leads us to that one voice, the one voice, universe. It's that oneness that we all are, that we're all connected to. And all of this is a process to help on our evolutionary path to help lead us to where we need to go.
I want to ask you guys a very personal question. So you're talking about ego medicine, also about how ego interrupts, sabotages our relationships. Here you are, a married couple, decades and decades. You've raised a family. You work together. You also work independently, but you also work together. You've written these books together. You're interviewed together. So what ritual or practice do you each use that keeps your marriage so functional, connected, and loving?
Well, I would say that we began 15 years ago, and this is just one thing over the years that we make a scheduled time to be with each other, talk about our work, to talk about things on the personal level, things on the professional level, and that happens usually twice a week for 2 to 3 hours. And we do it on a higher energy place, which is normally in the afternoon, because usually in the evening or later evening, people are pretty tired. They don't have the energy, and the best thoughts don't come through. So that's a ritual we've started about 15 years ago, and that kind of parallels the emergence in the work we're doing of what I started out with being ego-focused to Linda's spiritual focus and sort of merging, synergizing them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's on our calendars, because if we don't, you know how things go. If you don't schedule, if you don't, take time to say this is important, life goes by. Life goes by. You tend on just passing each other, through the day. So it is important for a couple, who are both invested in the relationship to make that time.
Anything here at the end you'd like to share?
I was going to add that you have to be able to spot drifting, when you start to drift away from each other and you stop making less time for each other or stop paying attention to each other. And sometimes that can just start to happen, particularly when you have children and you're distracted by the other things that may be going on. And it's just becoming aware that that can happen. And as Linda said, making your partner important in your life.
Well, what you've created together and out into the world for us through your books and your radio shows and podcasts and your meditations, all of your offerings and wisdom, I find to be a great inspiration. So I am very grateful we're doing this series this year with you on the show. And I just want to thank you for all the shows we've done thus far, for the show we're doing today and the ones we have coming up, that we keep exploring such an important subject at such an important time.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Thank you, Debbie. We truly appreciate this time with you as well, and to be able to speak our truth and, you know, get the message out there. I think we believe in it, and we feel it's very important to each and every human being on this planet.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to provide the service that we truly believe we were brought here to render, both for individuals as well as on a collective basis.
Yes, and individually and collectively, we need this massive healing and this one voice transcendence into spirit. So thank you, Linda and Nick, for being with us on Dare to Dream. Again, their website is egoandspirit.info. And I end today's show with this quote from their book, The Two Voices Within. Because you have the gift of God within your being, you can never be truly alone or isolated, as God is always within you. The love God is can empower you beyond any fear you have known. You must call upon it. Next week, my guest on Dare to Dream is Brad Yates. He's a master EFT tapping phenom, and he's opening up the line for you to call in about creating dreams. He will be taking us all through EFT tapping during the hour show. You can get instant relief working with Brad during the show, so you definitely want to put it on your calendar and call in. You can subscribe to inspirational YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to have amazing wine delivered right to your door at below retail prices, reds, whites, whatever you love, go to DirectSellers with a C, directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. Thanks for joining us today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products, sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible.